Hello and welcome to my favorite lesson, marketing. Being a graphic designer, I just think marketing's really fun. If you struggle with marketing, hopefully this lesson will really help you. So we're going to cover marketing avenues, your message, your marketing budget, your marketing goals, and marketing action plan. This is actually a really big lesson. So following on from working out where your peeps and your tribe hang out, now you need to think about how you're actually going to reach out to them. The list below includes possible marketing avenues that you could use to reach out to your market. So you've got traditional advertising, which could be TV, radio, a bus, taxi, tram, newspaper, magazine, PR company, or agents. One of my aims in the next few years is to have a big ad on the back of a bus, so hopefully that will happen soon. Another one is online, so this could be your own newsletter, your own blog or website, via social media, ads on other blogs, Facebook ads, Twitter ads, Instagram posts, YouTube, Google AdWords, or display ads, or podcasts. You could do your own podcast or feature on someone else's. Then you've got printed collateral, so you could have like a postcard mail out or brochures, flyers, posters, etc. You could do face-to-face, so networking events, promotional stalls at, say, art shows or fairs, markets, community events, trade shows or expos, conferences. You could do public speaking or leading free workshops. You could also try and get published. This could be in a magazine or guest posts on a blog, in a journal. You could write your own book or be published in someone else's. And some other avenues might be you could sponsor an event or create a press release to gain TV or radio interviews or set up a referral program. What I want you to think about is what other types of marketing avenues can you think of? And you can make a list of everything, not just the things you can afford. So just chuck everything out there so it's all in your peripheral of things that are available to you as a marketing avenue. The most important thing to work out before doing any marketing is actually what are you trying to communicate? Is it the launch of your new business or a new product or service being available to purchase? It could be your online store being open for business or a sale or event. This is your message. The main thing to keep in mind here is appealing to your customers' pain points as you are reaching out to them. So if you are marketing to your customers with a flyer in a venue, what is it that's going to actually make them pick up the flyer and take it home with them and then actually take some sort of action with it rather than throwing it in the recycling bin? Including an incentive like a discount or giveaway might work, or making it into a magnet or some other aesthetically pleasing or useful item could definitely help. You need to set a marketing budget. Now, Rhonda Abrams from app.com says, if you're trying to get launched, get noticed or gain traction, you'll spend a higher percentage of your total dollars than you will need once your company is established. Yes, a startup's revenues are small, but your need to develop a customer base is critical in your early years. So you need to work out what your marketing budget is for the rest of the year and break it down into how much you should be spending per quarter and per month. But how? If you are just starting out, you will need to look at your business finances and see how much you can afford to invest in marketing in your first year to boost your customer base and grow your income stream. You may not want to solely rely on income from the business to pay for this, but rather invest some of your personal finance to get going. If you have no idea where to start, look at the different marketing avenues and decide which ones you would like to test with to see if they work for you, and you will then have a dollar amount of what it will cost. Try, say, 3 different avenues for 3 months and then reassess to see if you should invest more in one over the other or try something new entirely. You should probably spend just a little bit more than you're comfortable with if there's a good return. Usually we don't ever want to spend money on advertising because our budgets are so small, but don't be afraid to spend money to make money. But in saying that, my hot tip is advertising is only one of many forms of marketing and is definitely the most expensive. So do your research before spending big bucks on any advertising campaigns and look at what other affordable or free options you have as well. You need to set marketing goals to help your business grow. Work out what your marketing goals are for the next 3 to 6 months. These goals should mimic some of the goals you will set for the year, the quarter, or the month. My example for the next few months is increase brand awareness and exposure for party packages at the Makers Hub throughout Canberra by getting 5 media placements in local publications by the end of February. That is my goal. Another example could be earn $20,000 from new client projects by the end of the year. Or another one, increase website traffic by 300% and sell 100 items on my online store by the end of March. Notice that these marketing goals follow the SMART system for setting goals by being specific, measurable, achievable, relevant and resonant, and time-bound. We go over the SMART system for setting goals more in the goal setting lesson. What I want you to do here is set 3 marketing goals using the worksheets, but also make yourself accountable. So jump into the Facebook group and tell us what your goals are. Then you'll need to create a marketing action plan. So what is a goal without an action plan? It's nothing. With every message, you must include a call to action. And that is, what exactly do you want the person to do? Do you want them to visit your website or enter your competition on Facebook, use a discount code for your shop, sign up to your newsletter, follow you on Instagram? What is it that you want them to do? You should also include the benefit to them if they follow the call to action to give an incentive to do so. So what benefit are they going to receive by following the action you want them to take? Again, it's all about solving these pain points. So tell them how you are helping them and make it obvious. Work out how much time do you need to plan this marketing campaign? When will you start organizing it? And when will it go live? And how long will it run for? It's really important to do this in advance. And I'm terrible at this. I always think, I really should be promoting this thing. So I'm going to start it tomorrow. Rather than thinking about it, you know, a month in advance would be much better for my sanity and also my organization. You need to also think about your resources. What resources will you need to make this happen? So do you need better photographs or a graphic designer? Or do you need a press release, a media kit, maybe technical support for your website or something else? Go through the process in your mind from go to woe and tick off all of the things you can cover yourself and then list those things you'll need to outsource. You'll also need to work out your estimated expenses. So how much will all the resources cost? And does this actually fit into your marketing budget? And if not, can you justify it? Or do you need to make it more affordable somehow? What will your return on investment be and will it be worth it? As an example, if I spend $100 on a specific targeted advert on Facebook advertising an up-and-coming workshop that sells for, say, $125 a ticket, and I get 2 bookings from the ad, my return on investment, in its simplest form, is over double. If the workshop sells out at, say, 6 people, I've made $750 worth of sales from $100 ad. Another example, though, is paying $300 for a print advertisement for a school holiday program, and not one of my 15 bookings came from that ad. So, it's market testing, and that's just what you have to deal with and work out what works. These things will all be trial and error until you work out what works for you, and I definitely do not recommend jumping into advertising, especially Facebook advertising, without doing your research first. So on Facebook specifically, simply hitting the promote page or boost button on Facebook is not going to help you in the long run, because how on earth are you controlling who sees the advert? You need to make sure only your ideal customers are being served that ad, otherwise it's wasted money. It needs to be targeted. But effective advertising is another beast entirely. So fill in the marketing action plan for each of your 3 marketing goals and share in the group what marketing avenues you're going to use. That's it for marketing. There are a lot of tasks to get through, so make sure you jump into them, and I'll see you in the next lesson.